Let's join Pastor Ben Nebuchuku. Listen and be blessed.
It is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. And no wonder why the spirit asked a question to the mountain. Who are you, that mountain before Zerubbabel? It takes the spirit of God to address a mountain before you. Because you cannot shift a mountain. I'm here to see a man moving a mountain. You can't. Mountains can only be shifted. They can only be moved by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God at work. You have struggled to build a family and you have failed. Hand it over to that Spirit of God. People are owing you and they have refused to pay you. And you have quarreled and quarreled and yet they are not shifting. Hand it to the Spirit of God. You have waited and waited. You have played all manner of tricks to trap men to marry you. Yet, they have abandoned you. Hand it over to the Spirit of God. I feel so bad when I see Christians play tricks in order to attract men to marry them. I feel so bad when I see sisters in the church competing to get the attention of a brother. I feel so bad. They are acting in the flesh. Flesh does not profit. No! You shouldn't be competing to get a husband. If you know what to do, it is the men that will be competing to get you as a wife. For he that findeth a wife, not she that finds a husband. So sister, stop competing to get a husband. No, it is a perversion of the Bible. You can't afford to be struggling to get the attention of a man. No, if you know what to do, by the Spirit of God, men will begin to look for you. That's why when I pray for people and they tell me I've been searching, I say, look, you should not be searching. And that's why I pray the other way around. You've been searching for men. From henceforth, let your husband begin to search for you. That is the way it should be. Culturally, it is a man that looks for a wife. Biblically, it is a man that looks for a wife. And I stop by looking at the authority of the scripture that says that you are the head and not the tail. That you are above and not beneath. I have seen so many things in life. But I'm here to see a man who has no head living. I'm here to see a headless man. That goes to tell you why God, through the scripture, says you are the head. The head is the most important part of a man. The head is the symbol of your destiny. I can assure you that the tail has no spiritual consequence. A tail could be cut without any serious consequence. And that's why somebody can lose a job without anybody regretting that she has lost her job. Because that individual has been at the tail region. So many Christians are struggling at the tail region. And they are trying to get to the head region by their power, by their strength, but all to no avail. Why? They have not engaged the Spirit of God. It takes the Spirit of God for you to be elevated to the head region. It takes the Spirit of God for somebody to be catapulted to the head region. The tail region is a terrible place for anybody to stay. Elevate a man who is struggling at the tail region. Before you know it, such a person will be disgraced out of job. Place a woman at a position where she will find her husband. Because she has been at the tail region struggling, even when the man shows up, she will bite the man and the man will disappear. Some time ago, we were praying for a sister. And the Lord told us, I sent her husband some years ago, but she misbehaved and lost the man. And I called the sister and said, look, we were praying for you. This is what God said. And she kept quiet. And said, could it be that brother? I said, I don't know which brother. So many people are still struggling at the tail region. And when a man, a woman finds himself or herself at the tail region, that's when they struggle in the flesh. That's when they want to make themselves. In case if you don't know, you can't make yourself. The blessings of God, it maketh rich. It is God that can make you. It is God that can make me. Have you not heard what Jesus told them? He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And no wonder why they abandoned everything and followed him, because they found a maker of destiny. Follow me and I will make you. That is what God is talking to you now. My daughter, follow me. My son, follow me and I will make you. You've been trying to make yourself. You can't. That's why you've been struggling. You can't. I can't make myself. You can't make yourself. Before you were formed in the mother, in your mother's womb, he knew thee. Why not allow him to make you? Why not allow him to make you? Why not allow him to make you? Why do you struggle with the maker? Why are you trying to help